just wanna chill and vibe. Baby girl, keep it real, no lies. She said she 21, I said alright. If we gon' be grown, then speak your mind. I just wanna chill and vibe. I just wanna chill and vibe. I just wanna chill and vibe. I just wanna chill and vibe.
Soon as baby turn up, you know Buddha gon' turn up. Turn up, turn up, gon' turn up. Soon as baby turn up, you know Buddha gon' turn up.
Turn up,
gon' turn up. Soon as baby turn up, you know Buddha gon' turn up. Baby, turn up, hey. You know Buddha gon' turn up.
Yeah. Let's start the show.
Only good vibes.
You know I'm amazing,
baby. No, I'm serious. Let's start the show. Come on, mom. Come on, mom.
Woo. Only good vibes.
Turn up, turn up.
Hey, what's good, Simples? This is your boy Buddha. And over there is the lovely
baby.
And we coming to you live again with another rendition of
Sipping and Conversation.
So before I get real started, man.
Wardrobe change.
Watch out. She all the way matching. All the way. So before I get started, man, on the, what we usually do, I want to publicly say she's actually here, y'all, and we actually in the same place. You know what? I love you.
I love you too.
And this is a testament to love in itself. The fact that we're both here in the where we at?
Peace up.
Anytime down. So basically, what we're trying to do is we're gonna take over the city here. You know what I'm saying? Which I may add, the perfect shirt. The perfect shirt tells us about why we're here in ATL. Right? Right? Huh? Purse first.
Hey, you already know how it go.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, oh, yeah. We got the peoples coming in. What's up, Tootie? What's up, La La? Hello, Miss Diamond.
Oh, somebody asked
YouTube. You can just go to Sipping and Conversations and on YouTube, and that'll basically get you there. But if you give me 1 second, I'll have it right now for you all to go up and you'll be able to locate it. Can you see that? Mm-hmm. The website, it's our website is BuddhaandBaby.com. And on that website will also give you all of the platforms. I think if you click on the one of the tabs, I think it says live or shows or something along those lines, then you'll be able to get all of the platforms, the audio as well as YouTube. But as far as YouTube is concerned, it's basic. It's Sipping and Conversations, SIPPINAND Conversations with an S. Yeah?
Yeah. And then you'll see, you know, you see a guy in this checkerboard, like this nice little suit, right? With the dad. With the, I was going to say dad bod, but I'm not going to do that yet.
Lord.
I got a retired athlete's body. There you go.
I mean, it's what it is. That's all good.
So, baby, how was your day?
Y'all, I keep saying I don't want to be premature with loving my job, but you know, the only way you can actually manifest better and greater is to just speak it. I love my job. I love my new job. I'm the only woman on my team. Okay. I mean, I got 7 work husbands.
She cheating on me 7 times, y'all.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Lucky 7, me. But it's just, it's been great to have a change of pace. And I don't even have to do as near as much as I was doing, and I could get paid. And it's just, oh man, I can't even. I'm sorry. I love my job.
Yep.
All right. I love my job. I can only see going further up. May not necessarily be within my organization per se or my team, but I. And then we're gonna get into the rest of it, because since you asked me about my day, so today I said to my boss, man, I was like, so what kind of skills? So what kind of training you can give me to be this, to be your assistant director? He looked at me and I was like, what's the background needed for that? He said he actually just wrote the job description or something or whatever. So he was like, you wanted to see it, but we were so busy working on some budget stuff. But one thing he kind of mentioned, he only just mentioned a word. So, I ain't going to put my back. Y'all know I do contracts anyway. So, but now I work for different organizations, obviously. And I'm not in the school system anymore. Okay. So
Only fitting. Ain't got nobody in school no more.
What? Well, no, I was working for the school to get experience, and I did it. It did just what I needed it to do. Mm-hmm. So, but nonetheless, one of the experiences he mentioned, I don't have direct experience with it, and so, but they have not posted the job yet. I'll put it like that. So, the goal is to enter 2023, being trained.
To be in that position.
To be in that position.
Hey. So, baby, what you sipping on?
I don't remember the name of this vodka, but it is vodka. I'm trying it my friend girl. Right? No, okay. This not the Kettle One.
All right.
But I like that one. So anybody Kettle One, we can F with you too. So they have, they have the botanical, Kettle One has the different botanical vodkas. I really, really, really like the grapefruit and rose. That one's like one of my top favorites. But this particular vodka, I don't remember the name. Let me see if my girlfriend, she'll text it to me while we continue talking. But it's more, it'll put you in the mind of like a gin and tonic, but it's not gin.
Okay. Yeah,
it's got a splash of a lemon honeysuckle sparkling water with a splash of sweet and sour and this vodka. So it's not sweet, but it's just enough.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah. And what you sipping on in the Tampa, what is it, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? It's a tumbler.
Look here. I don't have my mason jar, y'all, because we in new surroundings. We ain't unpacked that stuff yet. But it's still a Buddha special.
Mm-hmm.
I got a little Henny with some cream and soda and a pinch of cinnamon. Pinch.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we at with it. Anything else happen? Hey, I want to say thank you, Simples, for sending baby y'all right. Y'all went out there and y'all came out there. And supported her on her farewell.
Y'all did great. I miss y'all so much. I miss my family. You know, I really miss my grandbabies. You know, with they getting on my nerves, well, they mama getting on my nerves, dropping in, but they can't do that.
They can't do that now. It's over.
It's got to be coordinated. But, you know, it's a lot of y'all that I'm really going to, like, I don't get to see you. I talk to quite a few, you know, but it's not the same. But it's all good. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you need to get something. Okay. Got it. So it's great. Like being here, the only thing is we know the world is dealing with having to
deal with. That's what we're doing. Okay. I'm saying somebody, hey, good looking out. Somebody said I need to put some lotion on these elbows. I appreciate you. You hit me real quick. I got you. We own this thing.
What I said? Got it. I didn't even say it. I'm over here reaching.
Is it, you know, hey, it is.
Pastor, you know how they do in the church, pass one of them.
But see, for me, I live out loud. So it is what it is. We're going to do this sometime. Why are you looking at me like this?
We back, y'all.
We back.
This is what's happening.
It's happening.
But yeah, I'm excited, and I appreciate all of y'all for coming through that was able to make it. Those that wasn't able to make it, I understand. I got your messages. I got your gifts and the cash apps and all of that. And it is definitely been put to good use because I didn't have I didn't get paid for a while. Y'all know that. So it was appreciative. It was appreciated. Excuse me. Yeah. And I want to give a special shout out to my girlfriend, Lavonna Ivory Joseph.
Hey.
Thank you, Kit Kat. Thank you. I'll just put it like that. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to thank you too. Also, I'd like to give a shout out to Boho Babies, right?
Oh, yeah.
She hit me. She sent me up real good with a nice little bracelet. Look, if y'all can see that, it's got the Buddha on it, Bim. You know what I'm saying? So I'm sliding and I'm gliding. I got the matching necklaces. We out here doing the thing. If you need something very particular to your set or whatever you feeling emotionally and what you're trying to bring, energy you bring in, she'll definitely sit down and have a consultation and come up with the right stone concepts for your jewelry.
Yep. For real, because I'm waiting on my grandson. He had asked me he said he's into bracelets now, so he wanted something customized. Well, he didn't say he wanted something customized. He just said he wanted to get one of my bracelets, not this one. But and I was like, negative. But I got you, Nana. Got you. But he asked me before I was getting ready to leave, so
you could have told me.
I did what Nana was supposed to do. Okay. I waited till I got situated and
I took care of business
because one, I had to measure his wrist, which I had already did that and had a picture of it so that I would not forget the size.
Yeah, I wouldn't have did that.
You wouldn't have did that. Sure, he'd have been guessing.
Yeah, he would have had to double up.
So Nana came to the rescue and I'm waiting. He actually got it today. He said thank you. He was telling me thank you. For the bracelet, I really appreciate that. Mm-hmm. So I'm waiting on him to send me a picture. But thank you, Boho Baby, as well for taking care of my grandson. So hopefully he'll get me a picture of that. So let's see who came in. So we just were, you know, rambling and whatnot because, you know, we haven't been on in a while because I was moving, relocated. I'm here now. It's for real.
Flexed.
but before we go any further, special announcement, by the end of the month, we will unfortunately have to we're going to most likely be doing pre-recorded shows. And it's because, we got to make sure unfortunately, we don't want to conflict with our friends out there in this game. And so it's going to be really difficult to do certain days, especially because got a new schedule. And
it's not conducive to
it is not conducive for.
Well,
it ain't. People hanging out on Saturday. People hanging out on Friday. Thursday, it's already on lock. So there's that. But for the next few weeks, a couple of weeks, two more weeks, you're going to see us. And we probably we will definitely be coming in, but things are going to change until
otherwise they.
Yeah. So there's that. Want to make sure we put that out there. So for everybody that's listening, this is how you be when you in show business.
Acclimate, move accordingly,
and it's okay, right? So we're gonna be doing pre-recorded shows. Just gotta figure out how we're gonna do it, but we still gonna be bringing it, and we'll drop it. Maybe drop it on the same day that we've been doing it because that's when y'all know to see us or whatnot. So, don't be alarmed if you don't, you can't interact with us per se live. Just still continue to make sure y'all drop those comments when that pre-recorded get put out there. Understand me?
Oh, I'm gonna talk hella shit now.
Cause that's, we get to, you know what I'm saying? Bring it.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Boom. So,
what are we talking about today?
Woo!
I'm gonna sit back.
Well, let me just go ahead and let me do it like this to get it started first. Let the people
understand what you got going on.
So y'all listen out for this.
The culture we're living in now, because we are raising up women to be men. And you are not applauded for your femininity. You are applauded in the contemporary society by how tough, rough, nasty, mean, aggressive, hateful, possessive you are, and you are climbing the corporate ladder, but we are losing our families. I know you can buy your own car. I know you can buy your own house. But until you create a need that I can pour into, I have no place in your life. So stop coming home bragging to me about how much you don't need me and wonder why I shy away.
Go ahead, baby.
All right. So I was riding down the road, my girlfriend and I, we was riding down the road, and it came on. I was like, whoa, wait a minute. What did he just say? So, you know, we got it back, and I was able to listen to it. And I'm going to tell y'all, there's a lot of truth in what he said. I don't care it's T.D. Jakes. It could have came from anybody. The message, don't get lost in the messenger, because the message was quite true. Now, granted, obviously, because it's T.D. Jakes is bringing it from a more biblical, spiritual aspect in that, you know, the beginning of that sermon, it was talking about the eating of the apple. And once the eating of the apple took place, the sin began, and he began proceeding into the analogy of the man should be pouring into the woman and not the woman into the man from her offering him the apple, et cetera, et cetera. You can look it up. It's not like it's something that ain't out there. But I just think that, yes, I do believe in a evolving time. I believe in that. And I do believe women should be self-sufficient, you know, in many ways. And, you know, however, I do feel that the order, it should be the man and then the woman. I don't know. Am I going to hold it down? Absolutely. Am I going to handle business? Absolutely. But I also know that even for me, I had to pull back in just my place to not lose my femininity, because how can a man, why would a man approach me if I'm not approachable? Now, hold up. Put your panties back on. Okay? I'm not talking about don't get your education. I'm not talking about not having a home and a car and all those things. I'm not saying that you can't and should not have all those accomplishments and so forth. But I do know at the end of the day, when you have all the stuff, are you really fulfilled? And I'm also not saying that a man is the fulfillment, because it is internal, okay? But we can't want one thing and not have this other. That's the balance.
Is it?
Yes, in my opinion. You can feel how you feel.
No, I'm not saying I agree to what he said.
Nuck if you buck.
I'm a nuck, but you know, if I'm buck, I might be right or wrong, because this is the way society's been going since said apple had been eaten. Because was it truly an apple, or was it an ideology of equality? From the truth, why they ate from the, or why they even offered it to Adam in the first place? You see what I'm saying? Let's take the apple out of it, and let's talk about what's real. Since the beginning of that time, or in that age, she wanted to be equal to man.
Did she?
Of course.
She wanted to be equal?
Absolutely. I mean, according to that word, they said, you eat of this fruit and you will be as God, little g. And little g means man. Who's man? Adam. I'm just saying.
I don't think it was saying she wanted to be equal.
Well, if she eats of a fruit that was tempted by whoever, Satan, you want to call him, Lucifer, Snoopfoot, whoever you want to call him, if you want the opposer, in his exact words, according to that book, in his exact words, if you eat of this fruit, you'll be as gods. Meaning that, what? Who was made in his image? Man. I mean, if you want to eat of it, what are you saying? You're saying you're okay with whatever it is he's offering.
but why would you think they want to be equal? Why not necessarily? Why can't we be amongst?
Well, because you were amongst, but that was not good enough.
Amongst the level.
Well, you were amongst
the gods.
But you were amongst.
As a peasant.
You were amongst.
We weren't even considered.
No, you were a helpmate. And that's good. Y'all was amongst. So what else do you need?
Okay, so now that that's happened. Oh, the rock is called Cathead, just so I can go on.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, so this has been, in my opinion, been going on since the beginning.
Okay, so now that's happened, right? That has happened. It happened. It is. And we don't even know. First of all, we know that the Bible wasn't based on facts. Right. It was based on
an idea.
Right. and I'm sorry, y'all, don't fight. Get out your feelings, okay? Because none of us was here, and for this information to be passed on, okay.
Well, we just going on whatever book you want to go with,
right? You know, when we think about perception and so forth, just imagine how people perception says, "Man, it was about 100 motherfuckers over there, and it was probably 20." But for them, where they may be used to 10 or 5, to see 20, they you know, we tend to elaborate. But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Well, I'm gonna bring up this point of view. So, what is the rate? We go back to this. What is the ratio between men and women in this day and age?
I don't know.
It's like 14-1.
It was at
it
8 points.
It was like 14-1. That's accurate. It may not be accurate, but it's out there. Is there way more women in this world than men? Can you agree?
I don't know.
You don't want to agree.
Don't know.
We did this before.
We did.
And I was right.
I didn't even look at the ratio. Like, I based on your word. I didn't go based and look on facts.
FYI. It's about 14-1. It's about 14-1. Anybody can bring it up if you'd like to. It's about 14-1. And that's probably the reason why you're getting a lot of women.
Actually, it says it's 102 men for 100 women.
I don't know. In the world? Or
in 2020. The number of men and women in the world is roughly equal, though men hold a slight lead with 102 men for 100 women in 2020.
Damn, what the hell happened?
More precisely, out of 1,000 people, and this is coming off of Google, all right, 504 are men, 50.4%, and 496 are women, 49.6%.
I stand corrected. Don't matter.
Go with your ratio.
So it's 14-1. I'll go with the 14-1 ratio because I'm more right and I'm sure that's wrong. I'm all right. Sure, that's wrong. But 14-1 is more women in this in America than it is men. So it's a scarcity, right? So now you have women, you know, feeling like they need to take a more leadership role, right?
I don't know if that's the case, but I think that because of technology and society, you know, just at the advanced technology period, has afforded opportunity to all of us, you know, men and women alike. It's just that women are taking advantage of these opportunities more so than men on an advanced level. And I think a lot of that is because, you know, a lot of women that were, you know, because a lot of women were married and so forth, and then they put their lives on hold, got back out there. The kids are grown, so they went back to school. You know, there's so many different reasons why. But it's so many different reasons why. But at the same time, the same opportunities are out there for men and women alike. But the women had and are taking advantage of those opportunities.
Which is weird in a way, right? Because like, I was watching something one time, and it was talking about men, or it might even been our boy, the late Kevin Samuel, was talking about infrastructure, right? And how men get these jobs to build buildings and physical labor to build the infrastructure, and women have the tendency to work in these not infrastructure type jobs. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So as you're standing on the backs of men in this world, how could you possibly think that you're better than men?
Yeah.
In this world, that makes sense.
I mean, you know, so, okay, let me just ask the question as it is. Are we really raising women to be men?
Yep. And y'all ain't doing it. What am I saying? Y'all are not doing it intentionally. You're doing it because you want your daughter not to be pushovers. You want them to feel strong. You want all the things. You want equality. You don't want them to think a boy is better than them, right?
See, you use the word equality when that's not. I know the many women that I've dealt that I've surrounded around. We're not looking for equality.
Okay.
You know, it's not about equality per se. It's just more just having opportunities. That, you know, the opportunity. So if I want to go and do this IT job,
well,
I can go and do this. I can do the IT job. I can be seen as competent and capable and not be the administrator.
I like where you're going with that, but I would add this though. So it's a ripple effect. You go in one way, you throw a rock in the pedal, and that's all you really want to do is just throw the rock in the water. Boom. Or the penny in the water. Boom. But what happens when you do these type of things, the ripple effects create waves.
Absolutely. I mean, of course you can't open one door and not open more.
With these waves, you don't know what's going to come from them. One little penny can cause a tidal wave if you put it in the right water. You put it in the right water and the wind hits it just right and everything happens, boom, it becomes a tidal wave. It can't, right?
Right.
So, yeah, you wanted to have these opportunities, and then it led to where we are today, where now you have men out there and women out there feeling ways. They don't even know how to, they don't even understand chivalry is not dead. Why? Because they're killing it. They don't believe it anymore, right? Mm-hmm. Right. A man can't even be a man and open a door for a woman without them saying, what else do you need? You know what I'm saying? Why? How do we get there? Mm-hmm. Because society is corrupt. And now you got to protect yourself.
Yeah.
Period.
I mean, it kind of goes into that argument you guys were having recently, well, not really argument, but when you were on the young lady show.
Oh, Mr. Diamond, Miss Diamond.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize. Mm-hmm. And you know, you were saying why the man isn't in the home and this, that, and the third.
Right.
And I don't think that the men didn't necessarily want to not be in the home. I think that many men became victim of the circumstance.
So,
you know, they left to go to the military, many of them, you know, and came back, couldn't work, been hurt, all kind of different things. And then you had drugs. And then, you know, and then, of course, like you said, that ripple effect. It was like, okay, that moms had to do something for the kids to take care of the home. So at that point, the turn of the century began that women were going into these fields because there was a shortage of men across the board. And then once the women got in there, they might have started doing the clerical work or whatever, but they managed to find their way into that room and they was able to prove themselves. Took a lot of shit, but they managed to do it.
Okay.
You know, so that, and now here we go. Those women taught their children, because I know I poured into my daughters, my son as well, but I know I poured into my daughters.
I mean, baby, listen, I understand what you're saying. You pour into your daughters, but what are you telling your daughters?
Well, now, granted, I'm talking to my daughters about being self-sufficient.
And not needing a man?
No, not needing a man, but being able to be there. First of all, you got to know how to do these things. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know how to do, if I'm not teaching you how to be a woman, a young lady, first of all, to grow into a woman,
so,
then you're not being, how do you so be prepared for to even have a man?
So are you, I mean, so abroad, before we get into what the people are saying,
yeah,
abroad, y'all teaching y'all women how to be a woman, right?
Yeah.
But are y'all teaching y'all daughters how to love a man?
I don't know if that's a way you can't teach them how to love a man.
You can show them exactly what they need.
The only way to truly show a child is that you're actually you're in a loving environment with two people, a man and a woman, or two women, whatever. You just show them how it is.
I'm just here to stay.
Because that's an emotion.
Mm-hmm.
I can teach mm-hmm. you about love.
You can teach a woman.
I can teach you about love, but you apply that to a man.
Of course you can.
It's no.
Yeah, of course you
because
can.
Because I don't know what that man's love language is going to be.
You're going by
number
love.
Number one, I'm just saying. I can teach you how to love. Period.
Listen, you can teach him how to. Hey, make your play. If you have uncles, granddaddies, hey, make your play for this.
That's love or service.
It's showing different. You know, if you want a man to have chivalrous acts, right? It's showing different things that a woman can do, a girl can do, that can show them how to take care, how to show that type of taking care of their man, right? I'm just saying. You out here telling them how to fend for themselves and how to have this other bank account stashed just a little way so for a rainy day, and don't let him know that you that you got this.
You can tell him. You got an emergency stash.
I'm just saying.
I'm here for a transparent. Okay. I got an emergency stage.
Okay. What do people say?
An emergency.
Emergency. So let's go back up to the tower. Let's see.
You need that bill. I know you can't see.
You gonna read it? Or want me to read?
You read.
Oh. Well, I'm not reading.
Get to reading.
Okay. Women fought for the rights for equality. Equal. To be equal. And when equality brings about 50-50, requiring both men and women to put forth effort all the way around equally. And we still are at odds. Right? Because at the end of the day, you can't go, I'm just going to use Walmart. You can't go into Walmart being a stalker making the same amount of money as me and can't lift the shit that I'm lifting. And then expect me to come and help you and do my work. And then want to get paid the same exact money. But that's a labor job.
Do they really
want to
get paid the same money?
Absolutely. You're a stalker, right? If a stalker making $15, I'm just using that. I don't know how much they make. If a stalker making $15 an hour and you are signing up to be a stalker, we in the same area and I'm living some heavy shit, not asking for help, or can't, you know, I'm doing it because I'm a man and I can lift this shit. And then you have the same shit, but you're a woman and you can't lift this shit.
Well, you shouldn't, first of all, the requirements to even get this, get said job, you had to go through a strength test. You had to do past. No, they didn't just hire you.
They just hired you.
So that means
they no strength test.
They do.
They say, hey, can you lift 50 pounds? Okay, and they move the fuck on.
And then that's and then that's it.
Okay, so what is it?
But if you got to do something like that, then you have to be able to prove you can lift 50 pounds. If that's the requirement, they're gonna have equipment.
Listen,
to assist you.
No, that's not how it works. Going.
It do work like that.
No, it's not.
It might not work like that. You probably don't, but that's how it works.
It don't.
Why work around? Like I have to wait for a man to buy a home and such. I believe in chivalry for sure. Yeah, no, I don't believe you gotta wait. But based on the clip, what I do agree with is that if I'm going to brag and pump my chest. Again, I'm going to say this. I'm not telling y'all that I don't agree with having your stuff.
Have it.
I got my stuff.
Okay? Had it before me.
Had it before him. But it was because it was a personal goal of mine to have my stuff. Okay? Always wanted my stuff. Got it. So, I got the stuff. But you wouldn't know I have the stuff unless I tell you. I mean, you would have probably assumed I have the stuff just because of how I carry myself.
Yeah.
But I don't pump my chest out about my stuff because it was, again, it was a personal thing. So I'm just saying more about the way we present ourselves with the stuff.
Okay.
You know, you still should not lose your femininity. I'm not saying you got to be always soft-spoken and, you know, seen and not heard. You know, that type of kind of thing. Have your voice.
Okay.
Definitely. But if we are going to change the narrative, I strongly believe that, you know,
we got to put
some effort into the change.
Right. So I feel like in the scenario that she's talking about buying a house and waiting, right? No. You buy your effing house, right? No problem. But guess what? As a man, if I come in and I want my house or our house, let me buy us a house and we just got two houses. You see what I'm saying? That's what we should do. Now, what I'm going to say is us as men today, we're just fucking sensitive.
Hypersensitive.
And we want what we want when we want it. I get it, right? We need to stand in the paint like we used to back in the day. And we didn't ask, we kind of took.
Well, I do feel like you men folk, a lot of men folk need to just bow down. Don't cower to the fact that, oh, well, y'all women said this, y'all women said that.
I'll give you another example, and this is perfect. When we did, about 2 years ago now, right? Hashtag men are the prize.
Oh.
That met with a lot of backlash. But we stood in the paint.
Right.
Answered the questions. Took the body blows. And we're still here. We're still here. Preaching the same message. Uplifting men to do what? To be better men. Right? Because we can't really ask a woman to make us better men. We got to be able to sharpen our iron, right? and say, hey, man, listen, your shit hanging down. You need to handle it this way. If I'm your friend or I'm somebody that sees you hanging low, we should be able to have that conversation as grown men and say, listen, man, tighten up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you need help, I'll help you. Because at the end of the day, I need you to be a strong man in that situation. Why? To give them hope.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No. And I know it was made to be a mockery at first, you know, the people, but
who? What?
Made out to be a mockery. Just, you know.
Who's talking about Men of the Rise?
Yeah.
That wasn't mocking shit.
I said a mockery. People were mocking it.
Yeah, they were mocking us because they
thought. But, you know, it was different. And then they was looking at the characters involved. All right? Yeah. Y'all ain't all had.
We all had checkerboard.
You know what I'm saying?
Checkerboard pass, right?
So they're looking at y'all like, wait a minute. But it was like, all right, despite all things, it's deserving of a chance, an opportunity. And one of the main things I told this one, walk the walk.
I got you.
Walk it. Walk it, I talk it. I have this all, Luke. But I'm just saying, because that's the only way. You ain't got to beat people up on this. They're going to see it. They're going to see the change in the who that you, you know, your character evolution.
And I'd like to give a shout out to Rick Arnold. That man, he's a stand-up guy, right? And he believed in everything we're doing, and he's one of the pioneers of keeping us in check, man. When we go left, he's like, nah, bro, come back to the middle. I have to give him some props on that, man.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that, and, you know, shout out to the men talk. You know what I'm saying? So when we say all this about, are we really raising women to be men? I don't think it's completely we are raising them to be men, but I do feel that we are nurturing a lot of masculinity in our daughters or in women. And not just women nurturing it, men are nurturing it as well.
So I'm going to say it like this. So independence, right? Independency, right? This thing about independency is what really is the catalyst for women and men separation, right? This need to be independent, right? Is where it all comes from. Because now, that brings us to an equal playing field. And I can't tell you what I need from you, because now we're making the same amount of money, right? Because y'all know how y'all women are. Y'all know how y'all are. Y'all don't hold y'all tongue for nothing. Y'all gonna say what's on your mind. You're gonna say what's on your mind and expect us, the rest of the world, to take it, ball it up, and leave it in their pocket, and don't say nothing else about it.
All right. It just kind of registered. It just kind of hit me in this moment, too, that this goes from obviously ways back, right?
Mm-hmm.
But again, so many of the women had to hold it down, right? And we held it down so much that we wanted to, where's the reciprocity in us holding down the family structure? We were trying to hold this family structure down by being a part of contributing to the family dynamics. So now that we did that, we was continuously being minimized. And so now that's when the fight started. Like, that's why it's like, well, I'm out here holding a half family structure together, doing what I can. So I'm fighting for this equality in the aspect of all I wanted was just so don't minimize all this doggone hard work that I done put in to try to hold this family structure down.
So
even with an alcoholic husband, drug addict husband.
I got
still
you.
Trying to hold it down.
Okay, classmate. Go down to so independency or lack of control. Okay, classmate. That's my classmate. I'm going ahead and say that. All right. So independency or lack of control. No, independency created the idea that you didn't have to listen to somebody else, or you didn't. And if you go in this family structure that T.D. Jakes is talking about, right? If you go in this family structure that T.D. Jakes is talking about, where the man is the head of the household and he needs to pour into his woman, right, versus the woman pouring in her. And then if we're sitting here equal and I say something that busts up against something you, you don't agree with, and now you have this idea of, well, look, bro, I make just as much money as you. I'm bringing in just as much as you are. And this is what I feel. And this is how I feel. And it creates that friction, right? Then what do? You have two independent people who can't agree. They're going to fight each other because her strong beliefs and his strong beliefs clashes. And nobody wants to be humble enough to see the bigger picture.
That's the problem. That is the problem when everybody talking, but nobody listening.
Even the man
leading us needs to be able to listen so that he can be able to lead accordingly.
Nobody said controlling, though. But y'all bringing controlling in this thing. Nobody said controlling. All I said, he wants to be the head. Once y'all slide up and everybody's equal, now everybody has equal say in what's going on. Whether you believe it or not, it's equal say what's going on. And people are saying, I see another comment about independence. No, it's not being independent. It's about being able to stay afloat when your partner can't. That's great if that's where you're at in life. But here's what I'm at with that. What I mean by independence, it's now becoming, I have a voice. And it's okay to have a voice if you're in a situation with somebody, or you're with a man or woman, or however it goes. If you're in a situation with somebody where they are accepting and understanding to your voice, then yeah, it should be able to work. But is all relationships like that?
No.
Not at all, right? So if you feel strongly about something and the other person feels strongly about something, now y'all over talking each other instead of listening, right?
That's what I mean. If everybody talking, nobody listening, how do you get anything accomplished?
And this is what independency, your own independency, could buck up against what you're really looking for, right? That's why I said independency, right? Because now you can strongly believe in what you want to believe in and don't give a fuck about what anybody else say. Right? And now somebody gets disrespected.
Yeah.
And then when somebody gets disrespected, they definitely not listening to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's already cut off, and now it's war. But come on.
Well, it's not always the money, right? But generally when you hear conversations, you hear money talk. Money, lack of, basically it'll be money or they're not spending enough of time. Because if they out there getting the money, they're not going to have all the time. You know what I'm saying? Because they trying to get the money.
True. I can agree.
Man and woman. So you're going to have a toss up between you want you a six-figure person or you want a regular doubler. You know, I'm just saying less than six figures and y'all could actually build, right? But to keep on task, are we really raising women to be men?
I really think y'all women are sensitive to the idea.
Oh, shit.
No, I'm saying, listen, ladies, I'm only going based on the T.D. Jakes video, right?
Right.
That had all these women in uproar. Why? And this is the main reason why I'm making my argument. A man cannot tell you his personal feelings of his personal thoughts may be true or untrue, right? Without you voicing your opinion about the matter because you feel like he's personally attacking you. The same reason why Kevin Samuel got as much backlash because you feel like he's telling you whatever he thinks is the truth. Whether you agree with it or not, you can just move past it. But you can't. Why is that? Because you are an independent, strong woman who decided that no man can bash, can't speak their mind about a situation. So now you're going to attack that. Why? Because we're in a cancel culture, right? Cancel culture, right?
I suppose.
This is where we at. But then you want a man to be a man. If you try to be one, you want to cut him down. Why is that?
So for everybody that came in after the fact, the topic was about a sermon that the old great T.D. Jakes.
Yeah, it was great. he was all right.
talked about. So here's what he was saying.
Back at this again. Okay.
And you are not applauded for your femininity. You are applauded in the contemporary society by how tough, rough, nasty, mean, aggressive, hateful, possessive you are, and you are climbing the corporate ladder, but we are losing our families. I know you can buy your own car. I know you can buy your own house. But until you create a need that I can pour into, I have no place in your life. So stop coming home bragging to me about how much you don't need me and wonder why I shy away.
Now, the only thing I can say, I don't want to say the only thing, but one of the things that I will say is, although I may bring these things up, I'm rooting for you men. Okay?
I just
don't have me waiting, creating a space for you to be able to pour into me, and you don't do it.
I feel
because that's where the disconnect takes place.
I can respect that.
Many women have created the space. They did all the stuff. They did all the things to allow this to not allow, but for this to happen organically, and you failed us.
Now, wait a minute.
You as men, men did that.
So I'm going to add on to that, and I'm going to take away from that at the same time. Can I add on to that? You're absolutely right in the aspect of what you are feeling and what you are saying. But the next man doesn't deserve the punishment for the man that came before.
Oh, absolutely.
So now,
absolutely.
Then, so don't have.
But the emotion cannot separate because.
But what I'm saying is.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you, but let me say this real quick. Mm-hmm. Just to add to what you just said on that piece.
Okay.
I'm chopping it. We chopping it.
We good. We
so
good.
What happens is because I spent 20 years creating a space of love and doing all the emotional things, doing all the stuff, 20 years, I put it in, 30 years, put it in, 40 years, you put it in.
Mm-hmm.
So now here come
about the solution?
Guy, solution.
All right.
He come in. I'm not willing to give up 20, 30, 40 years. I ain't even willing to give you two. Because I did the stuff. I knew what I didn't want. And now I'm focusing on what I do want. And as it as you as man come into my life and he's not aligning with what I do want, unfortunately, it's not completely that I'm not giving you, I'm taking out on you what said person did or didn't do.
I agree.
But I am, my time, my attention span is shorter. It gets shorter each, every, it's shorter.
I understand what you're saying.
So that's just.
So that was the part, that was the part I was talking about where I agree, right? And I added to that. Now, where I disagree with Mr. TJ is about asking for a woman to provide them a space where he can pour into her, right? Well, you know, as a man, we're our responsibility is to create those spaces where they believe in us.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right, you create those spaces. So that's why I kind of tail off of what he said. I understood the premise.
Yeah.
But if you, as men, right, and you can, us as men, we can talk about this. If you truly love a woman, right, if that's where you truly at. And when I mean truly love one, I mean love one more than you love yourself. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's different. Like your child. You go out there and risk your life, hopefully, for your child, period, right? That's the type of love I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Okay. If that is the case, then you are already creating this space for you, for yourself to pour in her because she believes in you.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
She believes in you. So in a way, I understood. But as men, we got to step in the forefront and show these women that we are leaders, right? Mm-hmm. We do. Just call it 100. If we want to call ourselves head of the household, we really do have to step up and be that.
Right.
But I don't mean. That don't mean lay down and let a motherfucker walk all over you. Right. Either, right?
Absolutely. Right. Don't let nobody walk over you, man or woman. Because I'm here for it all. But everybody need to be accountable.
Right.
Everybody need to pour into each other.
Right.
Okay. Of course, it's going to take more pouring in one direction. Might take more. Okay, transparent. I poured into Buddha a lot.
Hello. But I poured back.
And so, I mean, it got the gate.
But I poured into her. See.
It was pour. The pouring was different pours. Well, it was different kinds of pouring.
Well.
But
let me
finish this. The fuck? Because no, you didn't.
I did pour into your home.
No, you did not. Not at the level you should have. But we all here. We here now. We's here now. Okay? But I said transparency.
Yeah, we are.
I poured a lot into him. And so, and I wasn't going to. Because I was tired, boss.
She took a chance on your boy.
She rolled the damn dice and her friends co-signed on that shenanigans.
Bam!
And it was like, which one of y'all are going to be his girlfriend? Because, goddamn it. No. But it was my test to moment because in real life it was like I had been so miss independent,
mm-hmm.
miss whatever it is. I worked hard to be where I was and I deserved it. I really did. Okay, and my just me too, my own horn, and I ain't have no bad life, but. I brought myself from a small place,
mm-hmm.
because I took the long route.
Right, I guess.
And so when I say to you that, you know, to my daughters, I'm more telling them don't take the long route. You know, take the opportunities that's you know, the path of least resistance. And so I did the opposite. So nonetheless, I poured a lot into Buddha because I wanted to see where it was going to go, because I would ordinarily not give a person
as many chances.
Right. but I drew my line, and I established boundaries. I think that's the proper way. Lovingly. I would like to say until I threatened him, but he deserved to be threatened.
You mean with the pistol? Like on like when we did that she came, yeah. Truthfully, true story. She had the pistol waving at me like, look, mom. But I asked for that, though. I'm not going to sit here and say.
They say creating a safe space for the man.
That wasn't a safe space.
The safe space was created. He chose to unsafe the space.
You're right. But guess what? She pointed the weapon at me, and I just smiled. If you're going to do it, go ahead and do it. But I love you anyway.
He was this close.
This close. But see, that's the thing. She poured into me in a way that I needed. But I poured into her in a way that she needed. She was hard, rigid, all those things, very independent, like we said, right? I poured in her emotionally, giving her the comfort to be able to be safe, to be emotional with me, right? That's something she didn't have at that moment. Now she can't even go a day without telling me she loved me. When she started off saying, I'm in deep like with you. So, but she...
but it was more that I had to build a wall so that I can move through my journey, you know, because I had historically, I really was I pour. It's a natural thing for me to be a fixer. It was natural for me to fix things, be the fixer, and I would get burned every time. So at a point, I was like, fuck, I ain't fixing nobody. I'm not trying to build a man. I don't give a fuck. How about I take that same energy and put it into myself? And that's what happened. And so I went a significant period of time, like, you know, I wasn't trying to, like, fix broken glasses or nothing like that. I was just like, okay, that happened. I learned what I don't want. So now I started focusing on what I do want. And that's what I feel is so important in men and women life. Stop talking about what you don't want. So all this here, are we really raising them, want women to be men? No, we're not really raising them to be men. But like I said earlier, it's the masculine energy that we, and there's nothing wrong with having a balance. Men, they should have a feminine energy so that they can be in tune with their emotions and so forth. Women, we should be in tune with the masculine energy so that we can endure, you know, be resilient. You know what I'm saying? But not where, when the scales are unbalanced, that's where this whole shit get out of hand. And that's what was happening with me. My scales was unbalanced. And so so I was like, okay, I had to check out. You know what I'm saying? I had to fall off the scene with the gangster lane and just do me and whatever doing me looked like. But it was mostly just get my education and just focusing on my self-love, self-care. That way I can be better prepared for the man.
More a Buddha.
That come into my life. And so that's why I said he was a test.
took off through them.
But I'm thankful because I was able to incorporate the things that I had said I do want, as well as like I said, establish boundaries, and then use my voice, use my words more efficiently and effectively.
But what I will say is she had a person who was not, who was thick skinned and, you know, allow her to be, yes.
Yeah, I say that.
I am.
Why you say that,
Buddha? Because some people don't allow, as we said earlier, they're sensitive, right? And so you go to talking.
I don't say nothing wrong.
When I say what's on their mind early in this episode, I was definitely talking about this right over here. She is one of them. Matter of fact, she'd be, go ahead and make a space. Smile right quick. There it is. She'd be on the bill of sale, right? But no.
How do he know what I'm thinking if I don't tell him?
I understand that, but it's not what you say, it's how you say it, right? And that's the biggest issue with communication today. It's not what you say, it's how you say it.
It is exactly what I said. If I said it,
it's how you say it. Sometimes you gotta know how to finesse.
Hold up, wait a minute. Oh, sorry.
Okay, she getting a trick daddy out of there. Remember, we in the ATL. You gotta say some Atlanta songs. You know what I'm saying?
I'm Florida, shouty.
Yeah, I'm Florida too, but we in the ATL now. So let's do this thing.
Yes, sir. Listen, woo child, talk that shit, baby. What you say? You died 3 times on Safe to Space. Yeah, it did. But he was a good, he did. He humbled me in a lot of ways. We don't have no role reversal, but he's more nurturing than me.
That is the truth.
But it's funny because there are certain things where we just accept what's best. Even pre-show, I'm like, look, just sit down. You asking me questions. If you see it's already done, you know it's done. Handle that. And he just like, okay. Because what else is there to say? You know what I'm saying? It's like, if you see shit in it's in progress, you asking me the wrong questions. Ask the right questions.
So, hindsight, big picture, changing the narrative, and we talk about TDJ.
Yep.
The biggest issue I see is the ability to communicate with each other effectively.
Yep.
That's the biggest issue. Men being able to talk to women in a way where they don't feel like they being, you know, controlled.
Yep.
Not being heard.
Yep.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Yep.
And men not being feeling like they're being attacked and challenged.
Yep.
Right? If we really do learn how to communicate, a lot of things can be alleviated, especially in the family structure.
It's funny you said about being challenged. If you are a man of great authority, mm-hmm. right, how can you humble yourself from the perspective of everything isn't being, you're not always being challenged, meaning I may simply be asking for clarity, but you're taking it as a challenge, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how do you approach that? Because now what's happening is you're becoming like sometimes I tell you, I'm like, you're kind of getting a little bit defensive, and I was really just talking with you.
Right.
I'm just, you know, and I could tell, and now I'm like, I calm. I don't try to out-talk you or anything because I know that's going to escalate. But how can you, what word of advice, or would you give it any advice when a man think he's being challenged, but it really is more for clarification?
Well, number one, for me, you got to honestly know yourself. And don't lie to yourself. You got to honestly know who you are, right? And as they're saying these things to you, you can internally understand who you are. And if that is who you are, instead of lashing out, just take a step back, right? Yeah. Maybe in that moment you keep going, firing, pew, 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 but be humble enough to come back around and be like, hey, man, maybe you were right. Yeah, you know, I was in my moment. And now that I've calmed down, I'm willing to accept.
What you Woo, were that was tough.
Willing to accept what you were saying, right? But the key ingredient is knowing yourself and able to be humble, right? Knowing yourself and able to be humble, right? Understanding, please don't lie to yourself.
Yeah.
You got to be able to self-reflect, like my classmate, the doctor, my classmate. Mm-hmm. you got to be able to do that, man. And if you love that person, give them the grace.
Yeah.
And just because they lash out and say hurtful things, give them the grace. If they come back and you understand who they are, because most people, y'all in these type of situations, y'all, you understand the person. You understand the players involved, the pieces involved, and understand where it's coming from. Mm-hmm. Like when I see Baby or she sees me in that moment, I already know she's in that moment. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to take it as personal. But we're going to talk about it, though.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would say if it was a role reversal, you know, for us women, and I do it, sometimes I get a little carried away, mm-hmm. and then I be, you know, and I'm on my, because I'm a thinker, you know, I'm a thinker. So I'm thinking while you're talking, I'm processing that, like my computer's going. And I'm like, that don't make no sense. Make it make sense. And, you know, it's making sense because that's what you want it to be, period. So my normal response, you know, and I catch myself, I'm telling you, boy, woo, come on, woof. What I even said it to them, like, oh, let me shut the fuck up. That is not my business. My bad. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to shut my own mouth. I'm going to tell me, shut the fuck up. Like, this ain't for you to be seeing. That man ain't asked you nothing. And I said it out loud, too. So I'm acknowledging. You know what? You right. My bad. I'm going to shut the fuck up because that is not my decision to make. You ain't asked me. You know what I'm saying? So and trust me, if I say that, it's over. I'm not going to say shit else until you ask me. Now, granted, later on, I might ask you, how did that work out for you? You know what I'm saying? If you'll come back, because I've seen that it probably didn't work out, so I'm low-key being petty, okay? But I let you do exactly what you wanted to do.
Even though, like, I might low-key be petty if it actually do work out. So it's like a yin and yang. Because my winning game, I'm the worst winner ever. What'd you say?
Okay. If I say something, but for real, are we really raising women to be men?
I think we're raising women to be independent.
We're co-signing on it a lot.
I'm saying, yeah. I think we're raising women to be independent, and in that independency, it can come off manlike,
masculine,
and
I think that's what's happening. It's the masculinity. As what they say, it's the masculinity for me.
Well, so I'm gonna say one last name. So if there's a world where a woman can say they don't need a man, us as men got to create another world that says they can't live without us.
So create the space, man. That's all y'all got to do.
So that goes with pouring men, us as men sitting down having these conversations, pouring into each other so we can understand how to be better men. And if we have young men out there, right? Mm-hmm. Young men, young kids, men, boys, pour into them, man. Just because it ain't your child, pour into that. Because you keeping this, you can take that young man from turning his direction of his life, right? Just because he ain't, go into it.
Yeah.
Go into it, man. Why? Because this is how we're going to change the narrative. This ain't for us now, because what's going on now is dead for us. We may not even see the change.
Yep.
And understand that.
Yep.
We may not even see the change. It ain't for us. It's for our grandkids, grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you're doing this for.
Yeah, absolutely. And I definitely pour. I'm a pourer. You heard what I just told y'all at the beginning of this show.
You poured a whole lot into me.
I poured into him. I pour into people because I was poured into from my family. You know what I'm saying? And I was rooted in love. So, you know, I will never be alone. I will never be alone. And I'm thankful, you know, for my mom, my dad, you know, my grandma. Like, I have all of my grandparents with the exception of my paternal grandmother that passed away in May. Okay?
She lucky, man. Because I lost all mine almost 20 years ago.
Like, I still have
at least
three grandparents with me. And I had four up until May. You understand me? Like, so I'm thankful that I was poured into, which gives me the opportunity to say that I can tell what has happened. The evolution has definitely happened with the increased masculine energy, I should say. And it's not attractive all the time. Especially when it's being displayed publicly all the time. Like, there's a time and place for everything.
Right.
But all the time, like, that's the character that you're assuming at all times. That's totally, I do you, boo-boo. But I don't think that's going to get you all the stuff I hear you talking about you want. At some point, you're going to have to humble yourself. That's all I'm saying. But, yeah. Listen. Y'all. We back, baby.
We came back and told and aired our dirty laundry.
It was in a good way, though. It was fitting.
Y'all wasn't supposed to know she pulled the gun out on me.
It had candles. I had the neck. Man, it was
she crazy. She the sage, though. And still pulling the gun out of me.
I had made a commitment to me and the universe that
he's gonna die today if you don't say the right thing. I'm still here.
He said the right thing. He did the right thing, y'all. Your boy's a winner. You understand? He mm-hmm. he went with greatness.
With my Jones High School education. Thank you. Please and thank
as weird as it is, he's actually far more articulate and educated than a Jones at Jones High School education.
Negative. I'm never gonna do that. I'm always gonna give them the credit.
You should not. No,
watch your mouth, Evan.
I'm saying, like, you really were deserving more of a different. Just saying.
Hey, man.
But it's what it is. Shout out to you, Jones High Tiger. I'm an honorary Tiger mom, so, and daughter, and are now lady of the hour. So, yeah. Listen, next week, same time, same energy. You already know what time it is. We stayed on a little bit longer because we was coming back.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? We ain't take no break. We ain't tell y'all to go replenish y'all drink. Nothing. We just went straight into it.
Hey, but anyway.
Yeah.
What? Put down in the comments if y'all were drinking. What exactly were y'all drinking?
Yeah. Appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Listen, next week, same time, same energy, right? But remember, as we said in the beginning, things going to change up. So make sure y'all get prepared and pretend. Mm-hmm. Huh? Until next week, same time.
Peace.
We sipping in conversation. Sipping in conversation.
Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty.
Sipping in conversation.